only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Hey there, little insect. Don't scare me so. Don't land on me and bite me, no. Hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. One, a two, a one, two, ready, go! I say, hey there, little insect, don't scare me so. Don't land on me, baby, and bite me, no. I say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. I say, hey there, little praying mantis, I have one complaint. Each time on my arm you landed, makes me faint. Say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. Play catch and stuff. Oh, now I don't want to worry there, insect. I don't want to fight. About an insect bite. I don't care. See, I don't want to worry, so please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. I say, hey there, little hornet, buzzing around me. It sounds like a warning and it's kind of scaring me. Well, hey there, little insect, please calm down. So we can have fun and fool around. But, right, now you get it. See, I don't want to worry there, insect. I do not want to fight. I don't even want to worry about an insect bite. I don't. See, I don't want to worry, so please calm down. So we can have fun and fool around.
Amigo.
Welcome to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Off the top, we heard Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And judging from that song, I'm sure you can guess what this week's theme is. That's right, bugs. The Banana Brats will be joining me shortly for this episode. But before the show, I asked Rowan how he felt about bugs, if he loved them or if he hated them. And he said, I kind of love them, kind of hate them. And I explained that that's called a love-hate relationship, which is the kind of relationship that a lot of us have with bugs, I think. And so in this episode, you're going to hear songs about bugs you love and maybe bugs that gross you out. But why don't we start this episode with the Cuckoo Bananas Science Corner. Now, the talk on the playground these days has been wondering what the difference is between a hornet and a wasp. And I actually didn't know the answer to this one, so I looked it up. And we discovered that a hornet is a type of wasp. And so the word wasp actually includes a bunch of different flying, stinging insects. And one group of wasps are hornets. So a hornet is a type of wasp. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Now, the reason I asked Rowan if he loved bugs or hated bugs is because we've got two songs to start off the show today. The first one's called I Love Bugs, and it's rapped by Muno of Yo Gabba Gabba fame. And the second song is called I Hate Bugs by Norman Temple. So we'll listen to these two songs, and then we'll come back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about Norman Temple, and we'll listen to some more insect songs on this edition of the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
You want to know why I like bugs? Well, I love bugs, because they're so little, but they can do so much! I love bugs!
Cheap. I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bugs, crazy little bugs. I hate worms, any kind of worms, every kind of worms, crazy little worms. I like hash and I like stew and I like mashed potatoes too, but I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bugs, crazy little bugs. I walked through the park one day, past a big oak tree. A mama bird and a baby bird were fighting terribly. Baby birds eat bugs and worms, but this one was a freak. I don't know how it ended, but I heard the baby shriek. I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bugs, crazy little bugs. I hate worms, any kind of worms, every kind of worms, crazy little worms. I like hash and I like stew and I like mashed potatoes too, but I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bugs, crazy little bugs. Cheep, cheep.
Hey, how'd you like that song, Rowan?
It sounded kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. That's because Norman Temple is kind of weird. He's a comedian, a funny guy. But he didn't start being a comedian until he was 60 years old. That's when he decided he was going to be a comedian. And I got this CD from a friend of mine, Britt, who gave it to me. He knew that I would enjoy it. And it looks like this CD comes from Las Vegas, actually, where Norman Temple still performed in 1997 when he was 81 years old. Before that, we heard Muno rapping about how much he loves bugs and all the cool things that bugs can do.
Mm-hmm. They can actually do lots of things.
They can do lots of things that we can't do, hey? Okay, what song do we have next, Rowan?
Collins Kids, Beetle Bug Bop.
Yeah, we've played the Collins Kids before. This time we're going to hear the Beetle Bug Bop, Bop. You remember how this one goes, right, Ollie?
Yeah. The Beetle Bug Bop.
Here, let's sing it a little bit. Come over to the microphone. Well, birds fly.
Bees cry.
But you and I, well, me oh my. Well, you sure get shy on the microphone. Yeah, so you can listen to the song and learn the dance. If I remember correctly, you get down low and move your feet kind of slow and do a hop hop.
Beetle bop bop bop.
Yeah.
Hop 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 hop.
Hey, speaking of beetles, we saw a cool beetle on the weekend, right, Ollie?
Yeah. It was a June bug.
Yeah, and where did we find him?
Living inside of a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ollie peeled back some bark, and underneath the bark...
there was a June bug.
And crawling around, right? I think he was living underneath there, hey? But, boy, he was big. Can you describe to the kids at home what the June bug looked like?
He has all black, and he could fly.
Yeah, we didn't see him fly, though. He was just walking around.
Yeah, at first he was just walking, but he didn't fly. He just went into the tree again.
Yeah, Ollie lifted another dead piece of bark up a little bit, and eventually the June bug crawled back under there. And when he was walking, it kind of looked like he was doing the beetle bug, bop, bop. And then after that, we're going to hear the story of Harry the Earwig.
Harry the Earwig?
Yeah. You guys remember what an earwig looks like?
It's inside of your ear.
No, no. It doesn't go in your ear. It sounds like it, though, doesn't it?
It's a stick.
It's looks a bit like a centipede. It's kind of long and shiny, and it's got two... things poking out the front. And I'm not from here in Guelph. I'm from Winnipeg. They don't have those in Winnipeg. So I'm quite grossed out by earwigs, actually. I don't like the look of them.
But, yeah, they're gross.
But they're pretty common here in Guelph. But in this story, you'll hear about Harry the Earwig, who rides on a caterpillar and has a bit of a fight with Henry the Cockroach. And then we're going to hear another two comedians. And what song are they going to sing?
The L.S. Bumblebee.
Yeah. It's a funny song by two guys named Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Okay, but Ollie wants to hear the Beetle Bug Bop, so let's get to it on the Cuckoo Bananas Insect Hour.
Now birds fly
and babies cry,
but you and I,
well, me and
we do the bop bop, the beetle bug 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 bop bop, the coolest dance in town. You get down low, move your feet kind of slow, you do a hop hop. Hold your arms out straight, keep the feet don't
a hop hop. Learn to cut a rhythm rock like a boppin' jitterbug. You do a hop hop. If you dig this boppin', there ain't no stopping. You do a hop hop.
Bamble is for Al Herbert and his marijuana brass and their hit waxing Spanish be.
Oh.
I can hear the hum, I can hear the hum of the lovely endless bum, bum, bumblebee.
Is your protector?
Are you still alive? Come back to your hive. That is where you thrive.
Pollen and nectar is your protector.
Bees make the honey so sweet. Bees make the honey so, so sweet.
You know the honey bees and the bubble bees. They'll do anything and they aim to please. They gotta propagate, gotta pollinate. They gotta make the day, though they can't be late.
You know the honey bees and the bubble bees. They'll do anything and they aim to please. They gotta propagate, gotta pollinate. They gotta make the day, though they can't be late.
Are you still alive? Come back to your hive. That is where you thrive.
Pollen and nectar is your protector.
Honey bees, bubble bees. Honey bees, bubble bees.
If someone should ever ask you, why does a bee bzzz? All you have to say is, did you ever hear a honeybee go bzz, 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 as it gaily wanders to and fro? Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Did you ever hear a honeybee go bzz, 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 as it gaily wanders to and fro?
No matter where it's flying, south or west or north, 400 times a second its wings go back and forth. The tiny wings vibrating make a humming sound and start the airwaves rushing to spread the sound around.
Did you ever hear a honeybee go as it gaily wanders to and fro?
Lo, little honeybee. Bye, little honeybee.
See, buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. Tweedly, tweedly, tweed goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling, that's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. I say, buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. While tweedly, tweedly, tweed goes the bird. Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. But tweedly, tweedly, tweed goes the bird. Let's go out into the clover now. Here we are, up in Maine with the grass growing. And buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. And tweedly, tweedly, tweed goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice is sweeter. It's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. Well, I love to be out here in the springtime with the birds and the bees. Bees sing good, the birds sing good. But they're not like you for me. And buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. And tweedly, tweedly, tweed goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling,
That's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. Tell a modern love.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
That's what the honeybee does.
Dilly, dilly, dee.
You know, the bird does that, roughly.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Goes the honeybee and
dilly, dilly, dee.
Goes the bird and
buzz, buzz, buzz.
Goes the honeybee.
Dilly, dilly, dee.
Goes the bird.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Goes nature's honeybee. While dilly, dilly, dee. Goes the bird. But I love your voice even more.
All right, that was a big set of bee songs. After Harry the Earwig, we heard the LS Bumblebee. Couldn't resist playing that song. It's too great. And then we heard Honeybees and Bumblebees. And what show does that come from, Rowan?
Thomas Edison's Secret Lab.
Yeah, the cool kids science show. And there's always a song in each episode, and that song was done by the Vaughn Bites. And then we learned, why does a bee buzz? Do you remember why, fellas?
Because their wings move 400 times a second.
Yeah. They're vibrating so fast, they make sounds. And then we heard Jonathan Richman again and the Modern Lovers singing Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. It inspired him to write a song. That sound. Rowan's trying to flap his hands 400 times a second. No, you're never going to do it. Try counting to 400 in 1 second. So up next, we have some spider songs. Here's another psychedelic song that I couldn't resist playing. It's from a band called Kaleidoscope. Good name, right?
Yeah.
That's such a good name for a band that there's actually a bunch of different bands named Kaleidoscope. This one is the British one. There's also an American one, also from the 60s. But this comes from their first album called Tangerine Dream, which came out in 1967. And isn't that a good name for an album?
Yep.
Tangerine Dream. That name was so good that later a band decided to name their band that. Tangerine Dream. And I'm not sure, but I wonder if Led Zeppelin got their Tangerine song idea from that album too. And this song doesn't have a lot to do with bugs. It's called Further Reflections in the Room of Percussion. And like a lot of psychedelic music, the words don't make any sense. But you can hear at the end of the chorus, he says, two times he says, the spiders are everywhere. I think you should get out of that room. And then what are we going to hear after that?
Spider-Man theme MP3.
Yeah. The Spider-Man theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the words to this one. Feel free to sing along with us. So let's continue with insect songs on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph or online at cfru.ca. Okay?
That rhymes too.
Shoo boop be doo.
Mountainous pictures of colored scenes appear upon my face, and the majestic smoke of scent dissolves forever in its place. The shadowy friends that line the walls all dream while laying down, while the window tapping silhouette and rain begins to drown.
In the room of percussion, the discussion slides as you enter through the door. And the one-armed bandit laughs aloud and disappears once more.
Foolish foolish thoughts of ecstasy are dead, but without much concern. In the hearth, my hopes by millions lay twisted as they burn. The crooked faces of clocks appear and die in nightmare dreams, while juggling music surrounds us both and turns our thoughts to screams.
In the room of percussion, the discussion slides as you enter through the door. It laughs aloud and disappears once more.
My God, the spiders are everywhere, with ruby wine and our tangled nerves, our mouths flap in despair. And with tumbled words of poetry, we try and prove we care. But the glowworm light of creativeness moves out into the rain, and the joystick dies and disappears, its scent alone remains.
In the room of percussion, the discussion slides as you enter through the door.
My God, the spiders are in.
Okay, we just heard two theme songs there. One from Spider-Man, Spider-Man. And then, after that, we heard the theme song from The Bugaloos. And The Bugaloos were a band of flying insect people that had their own TV show. A Sid and Marty Krofft TV show. And the bad guy in that show was a woman who, she was always trying to trap the Bugaloos and get them to be her band so that she could record a hit record. So she had a really groovy house that had a giant record player in the middle of the living room. And so I remember in one episode, yeah, she gets a hold of their friend who's a firefly and brings him back to her place, and the Bugaloos have to go and rescue him. And in the process, they teach him how to fly. And speaking of insects that create light, we're going to hear a pretty song next. We play a lot of kooky songs on this show, but here's a nice, slow, pretty song called Glowworms by a woman named Vashti Bunyan. You want to know something, Rowan?
What?
This song was played at our wedding.
What?
Yeah, the wedding that Mom and I had. It was played in the forest when we were about to get married. And then after that, we're going to hear Daniel Johnston do his song called She Called Pest Control. You know what pest control is?
No.
It's the people you call in if you have bugs in your house and you want to get rid of them. And then we'll hear a snappy little song by the Mars Production Company called Insects. And it's a fun little commercial about getting bugs out of your house.
Glowworms show the path we have to tread. Dreamers, we should be asleep in bed, moving slowly through the spring.
I said, I'm an artist in search of a medium. She said, I know. And I said, well, I gotta go. Looking back over my shoulder to see if she was sorry I was leaving, because I thought I was lying. But I was going, I was going, I was gone. She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
If you've got insects in the walls, under the floor or roof, just give us a call, we'll kill them all. Dead bugs are living proof.
All right. right, the next song up is The Green Bug by a guy named Rod Keith. And there's a cool story behind this song. There used to be these little ads you'd see at the back of magazines. And what you could do is, if you wrote a poem that you thought would make a good song, you could send your poem in along with some money to a company, and a musician there would take your words and turn it into a song. And then they would send you back a record that had your new song on it that was using your words. And so that's how this song came to be. There was a woman named Jean Molo, or Malo, and she wrote this really weird little poem about finding a green bug and trapping it in a box and squishing it. I don't want to ruin the ending, but the bug gets squished. And then she sent it to the company, and Rod Keith was the guy who wrote the music for it. And it turned into a great little song about a little green bug. And then after that, we have the song called Cousin Mosquito Number One by who, Rowan?
Congresswoman Myletta Jackson Parker.
Mm-hmm. And I was just reading up about her before the show started. And she was a congresswoman. And she came from a country called Liberia, which is in Africa, on the west coast of Africa. And she was an older lady who, I guess, had lots of money, and she liked to write songs and record them. So you can find some of her songs online. This is a long time ago now. But she used to dress up in really fancy outfits and wear turbans with jewels on them. And was apparently a very nice person. I went on the internet and I found a lot of people that actually met her and knew her in the 60s in Liberia. And this is her song called Cousin Mosquito Number One. And it's number one because there's a number two as well. She doesn't really like mosquitoes, because mosquitoes in Africa a lot of times actually carry diseases and they can hurt people. Not like here in Canada, where mosquitoes just bite you and then you're kind of itchy for a little while and that's it. We don't mind mosquitoes so much here in Guelph. And we'll come back to listen to a few more electronic-y sounding bug songs before the end of this episode.
The vase that's made of gold and white and filled with wax green leaves played host one day to a rather little bug with a special grace to please. Small, light, and dark, with vast demeanor, it climbed my hand to be seen. Then threw my fingers onto the vase, it stopped, then turned to green. The little green bug came out of the vase and crawled in a paper box near. Then who knows why I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear. I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear.
face that's made of gold and white and filled with wax green leaves. Play host one day to a rather little pug with a special grace to please. Small, light and dark with vast demeanor, it climbed my hand to be seen. Then through my fingers onto the face, it stopped then turned to green. The little green bug came out of the face and crawled in a paper box near. Then who knows why I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear.
Ears. I have a story to tell you about Mr. Mosquito. Now when you're in the tropics, beware of that tiny insect called Mosquito. Is cousin to him. Take no chances with Brother Mosquito. He has a sting of death. When he sings a solo, no one likes to hear. But before he stings, he sings. And that sting is a sting of death. Yes, it's a sting of death. So beware. Beware of cousin of Mosquito. Whenever you hear cousin Mosquito. Beware of cousin Mosquito and his solo. Take no chances. For cousin Mosquito saps all of your blood and sends you to your grave before time. So take my advice. Avoid cousin Mosquito and his solo. Mosquito, 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 it's dangerous. Avoid cousin, Mosquito and his solo.
That guy had a weird voice.
That lady?
Yeah.
How many times do you think she said cousin in that song?
95, maybe.
That's a pretty good guess. What do you think, Ollie? More than 100?
15 million.
15 million times? That's a lot of times. Yes, that was Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker with Cousin Mosquito number one. And you can hear in her voice that in Africa, they have good reason to be scared of mosquitoes. But we're very lucky here in Canada, hey? Mm-hmm. There's no insects that we really need to be afraid of. There's no insects that are actually dangerous to us that I can think of.
But bees might be dangerous because
they're kind of dangerous.
Because then they'll make you bleed. Because if they sting you, it means get away from the flowers.
Mm. It means get away from them.
Yeah, that's true.
It means stay away.
But really, if you get stung by a bee, it's just going to hurt for a little while. And then you'll be okay again.
Yeah, but you might have to have a Band-Aid or just wait for it to get better.
Mm-hmm. That might be a good idea. Band-Aid, make it feel better. Speaking of, actually, we've got three songs left. And one of them is called King Wasp. But before King Wasp, we're going to hear a song called Bugs, which also comes from Yo Gabba Gabba. And it's by a really great band that I like a lot called Black Moth Super Rainbow. So it's like a double insect song. Because you got bugs and moths.
Remember, there's a birthday in my tummy.
Party in my tummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on our food episode, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear King Wasp by Add N to X. And to end off the show, we have a nice relaxing song called Moth to the Flame by Saliva with two S's. And do you know why it's called Moth to the Flame?
No. Because they want the moth to go to the fire?
Well, because at night, a moth will always go towards the light. You can see that at the cottage. If you have a light on outside, there's always a lot of bugs swarming around the light.
Like if you open the door and the light's on, the bugs will come in.
That's true, yeah. You got to keep the door closed at night if you're out in the woods.
Yeah, like if it's dark out there and the fire's not over there, and the light's inside, the mosquitoes will go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go in the house.
And then they're going to bug you all night while you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm. They go upstairs and sting you all over the place.
And that's our insect episode, guys. Thanks for your help. That was lots of fun. Played some weird songs in this one.
But we're not done yet. Just three more songs.
Three more songs. So get ready, listener. Hey, and thank you for listening to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour Insect Edition here on CFRU 93.3. Or maybe you're streaming us online at cfru.ca right now. Or maybe you found this in the archive at cfru.ca. Any which way you found us, take care out there until next week.
I've been.